Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 3, we will begin reading at verse 13. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. In other words, he was saying, This is my name forever, and by this name I am to be remembered forever. If you heard my study last Sunday, you will remember that God instructed Moses to go back to Egypt to free his people so that they could travel 3 days into the wilderness to worship him. Moses asked God 5 questions in reply to this command. The first of the 5 questions was, Who am I? In Exodus 3:11. The second question was, Who are you, Lord? In 3:13. The third question was, What if they do not believe me? In Exodus 4:1. The fourth question was, How can I speak to them, Lord? I am not eloquent at all. You can find that in Exodus 4:10. And the fifth question Moses asked God, Can't you send someone else? And you can find that in Exodus 4:13. The answer to these questions are critical to your understanding in this life and our relationship with God. Let's look at verses 13 and 14 again, where Moses asks God, When they ask me, What is your God's name? What shall I say to them? God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And God said, Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Moses stood in front of that burning bush with his sandals off and his face covered. The bush was burning, but not consumed. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses from the middle of the flame and called to him out of that fire. And Moses was completely mystified at God speaking to him out of the burning bush. And he said, What shall I say to the Egyptians when they ask me, What is the name of the God of your fathers? I can imagine Moses was thinking, God, they don't know you from any of the many gods they have in Egypt. They may think you are Ra, the sun god. Pharaoh even thinks he's a god. And then the Lord said to Moses, You tell them my name, and my name is I Am Who I Am. And if that name is too much for them, just tell them I am. That's all they need to know. They will probably say to you, What kind of name is I Am? In the Bible, the name is a description or picture of the person. The name is a reflection of your existence. Such as Abram's name was changed to Abraham, the father of many nations. Sarai's name was changed to Sarah, the mother of many nations. Jacob's name was changed to Israel, a prince that has power with God. Remember Solomon's name? It meant peace because he had no wars during his reign. And of course, Simon's name was changed to Peter when he was given the keys to the kingdom. Even here at the New Covenant Church, we call each other brothers and sisters. Why? We do that to remind everyone that we are the family of God. In Exodus 6, 2 through 4, the Bible says, "And God spoke to Moses and said to him, 'I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I was not known unto them.'" But God used the name Lord throughout the entire book of Genesis. This was not the first time God said that he was the Lord. You might ask, how can God tell Moses, "By my name, Lord, I was not known unto them"? When you see the name Lord in your Bible in all caps, capital L, capital O, capital R, and D, it refers to the I Am name of God. And that was how he revealed himself to Moses as the I Am God. And many times in scriptures, it's referred to as Lord. But someone may say, well, throughout the book of Genesis, the name Lord was used. How can God tell Moses in Exodus 6 that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob never knew him by the name Lord? That's because what God is really saying is that they didn't really, truly know him. They knew the all-sufficient God, the El Shaddai God. They knew the God who would give them whatever they needed. They knew the God who would give them continual provisions. They knew the God who provided for Abraham in Egypt and Jacob in Uncle Laban's house. And they knew the God who gave Joseph protection in the pit and in the prison. But they had never seen or they had never experienced the I Am God in action. They had never seen a God who could accomplish all the promises that he had already made. They had never seen this side of God before, the God who could give existence to life and make one person feel totally alive again. But after agonizing for 400 years in Egypt, suffering and being tormented, it was time for them to meet the I Am God, the God who can deliver you out of impossible situations, the God who can break the backs of your enemies. And according to Exodus 3, 21 and 22, he is the God that can make your enemies give you silver and gold and clothing that you can put on your sons and daughters. He was the God who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he told them, "You shall not go out empty-handed. While your enemy is kicking you out, they are filling your pockets with silver and gold and clothing." They did not know a God like that. They had never known a God like that. They were about to meet the God who could deliver them and settle them in the promised land. That is the I Am God. You might say, "Pastor Tapper, how could they know God but not really know God?" It's kind of like going to court and standing before the judge who's hearing your case. You know he is a judge, but when he passed judgment, you now know he has power as a judge. While you stood before the judge, you heard him hear your case. But now it's time for you to understand the true power of a judge when he passed judgment on your case. And that's the same way they knew God. They knew God as a kind God who could supply their needs. But now they were about to experience the awesome power of the God called the I Am God. They knew him as the promise-making God, but now he is known as the I Am God who can give life and who can give power to those promises which he had made to the fathers. So God is now revealing to Moses and to us something that was unknown before this time. He is the I Am God. When God says that I am God, he doesn't really need anyone else to fulfill his promises. When he says that I am the I Am God, it means that he has life within himself and he can give it as he pleases. When he says that he is the I Am God, he is a personal God who now reveals himself to his people. I Am means he is a covenant-keeping, promise-keeping God. And that I am God is the same God in your life today. He is whatever you need Him to be, whenever you need Him to be. He is the God of your dreams, the God who can lift you from your hopelessness, the God who can strengthen you when all hope is gone. He is the God who will befriend and comfort you when your best friend forsakes you. He will lift you up when it seems all is lost, when your only thoughts are how to end your suffering. God is your healing balm. There will be times in life when you feel forsaken, lost, hopeless, like giving up. That's when you need the I Am God. When your worst fears materialize, God will stand up with you. When the greatest two enemies of life attack you at the same time, fear and disappointment, the I Am God will reveal Himself to you. When you are weak, the I Am God shows up to be your strength. Stop allowing this life to dictate terms for living. You are a child of God. He not only makes promises, but He is a promise-keeping God. Take back control of your life and place it in God's hands. Sally and Johnny and Susie are not your gods. There's only one God, and if He is for you, no man or woman can ever stand against you. Yes, you may have had a few setbacks in life, but setbacks are God's setups. You're not the first person to lose money, to be separated, to have a husband or wife walk out on you, to have a father or mother turn their back on you, and you will not be the last. But our God, the I Am God, specializes in difficulties. And I am here to tell you that if you trust in the great I Am, He will bring you through these difficulties and you will stand again like the bright shining star that you are. Back in Exodus 3:15, God said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. The Lord God, the I Am God." Some may call the Lord of the Old Testament Jehovah. Some may call Him Yahweh. Some may only refer to Him by the four letters YHVH, called the Tetragrammaton. But I am at peace with calling Him the Great I Am. I don't mind calling Him the Rock that is higher than I. I don't mind calling Him the Almighty God, the Prince of Peace. I don't mind calling Him the Wonderful Counselor, the Ancient of Days, and the Everlasting Father. He said, "You tell them, Moses, that I Am has sent you, and this is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations." This is the name, Moses, I want you and everyone else to remember me by, the Great I Am. In Psalms 91:14, the Lord writes, "Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name." God is saying here that He would deliver David because David knew His name. You must know the name of the Lord. You may say, "Well, Pastor Tapper, I'm a little confused now. Should I pray to the I Am God?" You can, but there's a greater revelation given to us here. Jesus said in John 17:6, "I have manifested or shown your name to the men whom you have given me out of this world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word." And again in John 17:26, Jesus said, "I have declared to them your name and will declare it. The love with which you love me may be in them and I in them." What name did the Son of God make known to us? He made known to us the name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord that spoke with Moses out of the burning bush was the pre-incarnate Jesus. The angel who met Joshua in front of Jericho was none other than the pre-incarnate Jesus. The same angel that spoke out of the burning bush was the same angel who walked around in the fiery furnace. The burning bush couldn't consume him, and Nebuchadnezzar's furnace couldn't kill him. The arm that was attached to the hand that wrote on the wall at Belshazzar's party was the same hand that wrote something in the dirt in front of the accusers of the woman caught in the very act, and that hand was Jesus. The Bible says, "There is salvation in no other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." And then Paul writes in Philippians 2, "Therefore, God also has highly exalted Jesus and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Now, if you read this next passage quickly, you will miss what Jesus was saying. In John 8:24, Jesus said, "Therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." I don't know if you heard that very carefully, but Jesus said, if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Jesus was saying that he was the same I am of the Old Testament. For in John 8:28, Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things." So we know that Jesus is the great I am. He is the one who stands in the midst of the church and declare, "I am him which is and which was and which is to come," Revelation 1:4. He is the first and the last. Now listen very carefully what Jesus said in John 8:56. "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not 50 years old, and how can you say you have seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed them." Why did they take up stones to kill Jesus? Because in verse 58, Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." If you don't know what Jesus was saying at that time, the religious leaders of Jesus' day, they surely knew. What he was saying is that he was the same I am who spoke to Moses out of the burning bush, for he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Is it possible that Jesus could be the I am of the Old Testament? Let's see what Jesus says in the book of John. "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The woman said unto Jesus, "I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called the Christ. When he is to come, he will tell us all things." And Jesus turned and said unto her, "I that speak unto them am he." Jesus is the bread of life. He is the great I am. In John 6:35, Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never thirst, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." In John 8:12, the Bible said, "Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." When Jesus used the words "I am" in his sentences, they were not put in or said accidentally. Jesus had a purpose for saying that he was the I am. He was identifying with the great I am from the burning bush in the book of Exodus. Notice how many times Jesus used the term I am when he was speaking to his disciples and to the religious leaders of his day. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And he said in John 12:46, "I am come as a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not walk in darkness." In John 10:7, he says, "I am the door of the sheepfold." In John 10:14, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of my sheep." He says in John 10:36, I am the Son of God. And surely we know from John 11:25, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He says in John 13:13, I am the Lord and Master. I hope you're beginning to see a pattern in the language that Jesus used. In John 13:13, he says, you call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. In John 15:1, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He says in Revelation, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I am the first, and I am the last. That's fine and well, Pastor Tapper, but what does the I am mean to me today? God is saying to us that He is the God who can come to you at all times, any time of day and any time of night. He can come to you in your hospital bed. He's the God who can walk with you in a courtroom. He's the God that will stick closer than a friend through abuse and through separation and through divorce. He is the God who will walk with you through the fire, and He's the God who will carry you through the mighty waters. He's the God who will walk over mountains with you. For truly He is the I Am God. God is saying to you, I am whatever you need when you need it. May God bless you today. May heaven smile upon you. Come out and visit us next Sunday at the New Covenant Church of God on Resurrection Sunday. We're located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Come early so that you can get a seat. We have a blessed service next Sunday celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York, located at 105th Street and Astoria Boulevard. I'll see you next week. I am Pastor Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. The zip code is 11369. Healing Hearts is a listener-supported program and is made possible by your financial gifts and free will offerings. If this program has encouraged you or blessed your life, then become a Kingdom Partner by donating to this ministry every month. Call or donate online today so that people everywhere will be blessed by the good news of God's Word. My mission is straightforward and comes directly from the words of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Join with me in this great mission. I want you to know that I listen to every message, read and pray over every email and letter that comes into my office and website. I also would like to invite you to come and worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. at the New Covenant Church of God. Or you can learn more about Healing Hearts Ministries at healingheartsnyc.org. Or you can call us at 917-935-5374. Until next time, this is Pastor Tapper saying, a man or a woman who never gives up cannot be defeated.
You have been listening to Pastor Isaac Tapper and Healing Hearts Ministry, brought to you from the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York, 11369. Join us on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock for more Word and Worship, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical answers for today's difficult problems. Healing Hearts is a listener-supported ministry, and we appreciate your financial support. If you would like to support this ministry or obtain a copy of today's entire program, call us at 917-935-5374. or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Join Pastor Tapper next week at the same time for more Healing Hearts, and may God's love continue to restore your life.